Mark, do you mind turning off the radio?
No, sorry.
Good morning, this is Tammy.
Good morning,
this is Mary.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Are we still all on mute, or are we unmuted now?
We're unmuted.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Don. This is Mike Nelson. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm up on Orcas Island. I'm getting a little feedback whenever I talk. I hear myself again, but hopefully we'll have good enough connection that we can get through this meeting.
Okay.
And one more minute, we'll ask for the recording to be on, and we'll officially start. Thanks. All right, I show it's 10 o'clock, so I'd ask Tammy or Mary, whoever's the host, to go ahead and turn the recording on, and we'll start our meeting.
Okay, we're ready.
Thank you. Once again, we're at 10 a.m., September 23rd, 2021. I'm calling the Commission of the Fort Lauderdale Drainage District monthly meeting to order. We continue to operate on governor's orders as we have for the past year plus, which precludes face-to-face meetings, so we're wholly telephonic at this point. Before I actually go through the agenda. For the record, let me state several more things. First of all, I have two new commissioners today. This meeting is typically quite short, but because they are new, we provided for an opportunity for us to talk about any issues that the questions that they might have at the forefront of their commission tenure. And then the second item, before we actually go through things and I ask for a roll call, is for the record to go ahead and state the agenda. We've got eight items on the agenda. Call to order is one. Roll call, which we'll do momentarily, will be the second item. Agenda approval will be third item. The primary purpose for this meeting is the consent agenda, which covers two sub-items, and I'll go in more detail later, but that'd be the meeting minutes and the voucher summary. We also need to authorize the issuance of an RFP to advertise for engineering services. Item six will be discussion and questions for new commissioners. Item seven will be signing of documents that will be done within the next five business days individually by each commissioner. Typically, we've been doing that by DocuSign, but because we're not fully set up yet this month, we will actually be doing that individually, and I believe we'll ask if Tammy's available. We'll do that in her office. So in other words, each of us will stop by her office in Port Hadlock and sign the required document. And then finally, item eight will be the adjournment of the meeting. So that's the way the day will look. At this point, I'll ask for the call of roll, beginning with Commissioner number one. Please state your name that people know that you're present. Is Commissioner on, number one on? Okay, maybe muted, but so go on. I'm Don Forbes, Commissioner number two. And Mike or Gary, Commissioner number three, are you available?
Yeah, this is Michael
Gilson.
I'm number three.
Okay. So we at least have a quorum, but I thought all three of us would be on at this point. I'll make a motion to approve today's agenda, and then Mike, if you could, if you agree, please second.
I'll go ahead and make a second to approve the agenda for today on September 23rd, 2021.
Excellent. Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We have approved agenda. Next item is the consent agenda. Again, the first item would be approval of the meetings of our last minute, which was meeting number 0279. And then the other item will be the approval of vouchers. This will be, by the way, Gary says his line is muted, so can we check and see if it's muted at the post end or whether he's got to do anything?
Can he try again?
It should be. He just sent an email and said that his line was muted for some reason. All right. Let's go ahead and continue on. The item B of the consent agenda. Its summary is 09232021. It's a reimbursement of drainage easement to recording fees of $638.09. That's 21-065, 21-066 is for services totaling 573.10 for a total of 12,11,19, and the account balances of the district itself at the end of May is $232,551.01, and that's reported by Jefferson County Treasurer. So with that overview, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
This is Mike Wilson, Commissioner Brady. That I'm not just at the last meeting. I was wondering if we could go ahead and make a separate motion for that. Because I'm not familiar with them, I'd like to abstain from making any vote or motion on those minutes.
We
Chairman
can certainly
Corp.
roll them over to
Chairman Corp.
I'm getting an extensive amount of feedback, so sometimes it's a little hard to hear. Cammy, it sounds like you are now on.
Right. I am not able to hear. Is it Michael, Commissioner? I can't.
I believe so, yes.
Sorry, it seems like feedback.
Yeah, we're getting extensive feedback off of somebody. I think what Mike was saying, and Mike, you can a simple test, yes or no to confirm, but because you weren't part of the August meeting, you're going to abstain from potentially approval of the minutes. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. Well, unless Gary's on and is willing to approve those minutes. And Gary, are you prepared to do that?
So this is Gary. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting an awful lot of feedback as well. But I can kind of make out most of the meeting.
Okay. You were loud and clear. Mike is muffled.
Okay. Well, I did listen to the meeting, and I will make a motion to approve the meeting agenda minutes from the August meeting.
All right. Thank you. So I will therefore call the question on the entire consent agenda. Second, and then call the question. So all in favor of approving the consent agenda as stated, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
And then I'll note that Mike is abstaining because he hadn't had time to review the minutes and wasn't part of them otherwise. So continuing on to item number five. Brief overview, we have ongoing engineering services. Those services have been renewed several times. We're at the end of the allowance for approval, so we're at the point where we need to re-advertise, issue an RFP, and re-advertise for engineering services. So with that overview, I'll ask first for a motion to approve the issuance of that RFP.
Nielsen so approves.
Okay, do I have a second?
I second the motion, Gary.
Thank you. And because you, both of you are new to this, do you have any, I'll ask for questions before I ask for the vote. Do you guys have any questions or anything we need
Nielsen
to discuss?
Nielsen has a question. Who produces?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Who produces the RFP within the organization? Is there a template that we use for something of this and just fill in the blanks, or is it a specifically drafted resolution for RFP? So I just for familiarization.
Deborah, our former commissioner, was the one that had these prepared. She may have had Mary or Cammy's help, but I believe she worked off a fairly standard template for small work services. So I don't know the extent to which we customized it, but we tried to honor that approach to contracting.
And Mr. Chair,
Mary or Cammy, can you provide any? Yeah, Mary or Tammy, do you have anything that you might add to that?
I have nothing.
I did.
I believe you have. Mary.
I did look at some older emails from when the services were procured the last time, and there was a template that was provided, and I think also there's some guidance from the state. I think it'd be good to have our legal take a look at it before we release it to make sure we're doing everything properly also.
That's a good suggestion. And for the record, I might just continue to state that because we're only a three-member commission, and any time two of us discuss a topic or are together and discussing business, we represent a quorum. So while I'm somewhat ignorant of these, it's because we had divided the responsibilities among the two existing commissioners up until this last month. I took the outreach and things related to the infrastructure. Deborah took the things related to administrative processes and other, you know, related paperwork to keep the things going. So we didn't discuss these because we couldn't, except during the meetings. In the meetings, we tried to deal with the specific issues at hand. So I think it was Mary that said that. I agree. We should have legal review that, and then one of the two of you, either Gary or Mike, will need to take the responsibility going forward to see that that's put together and issued in a timely manner.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this item?
So this is Gary. So Mary, do you actually have like the form that was filled out, past, or a template that you could send us?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll be looking for that then.
Okay, with that, I would ask for a motion to approve this item.
It's already done. Commissioner Forbes?
Yes?
It's already been done. The motion was made.
Oh, that's right, because, you know, I just asked for discussion afterwards. Sorry. So we will actually call for the vote now. All those in favor of authorizing the issuance of RFP, please state by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. The motion is approved, and we'll go forward with your RFP. Next item, third from the last, but the last real item, because we're just signing documents and adjourning the meeting with the last two items of discussion and questions. So this is really open now and an opportunity for the three of us as commissioners to talk about anything that you've observed thus far, or questions that you might have to help prepare you going forward. I might continue to note that this will be my last meeting. I will resign effectively next week, and so the two of you will be on your own to carry on. I will further note that once I have resigned from the commission, I'm no longer enjoined from talking with either of you one-on-one, so I can be available for comments and questions at that time.
All right. I appreciate that, Don. So this is Gary. The very first thing that on the to-do list I think Mary sent out a while ago was post the required bond. Well, there had been some inquiry of the surety bond company, and I was sort of waiting for them to get back to me with what the next steps were, and I never got anything. And so I think there was an oversight there. So I did the oath at the courthouse, but I haven't actually secured this bond yet. So that's something that looks like maybe I can do probably today, it looks like. So would that be okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, it should be straightforward, although, you know, these days of staff shortages and so forth. I don't know how quickly you'll get to it, but at least try today. If you can do it online, which I think is the process that I remember, great. If you need help, I'd ask Mary to help sort things out for you.
Okay. There's a question about the term there I have, and that is it just a term for the temporary until the filing and the election and all, or is it for the full term? Not sure which it should be. And so, okay, I'll follow up with Mary.
This is Nelson. Sure. I'd like to make a comment. It was pretty easy getting that bond. There's a brief application to complete online through the surety company. Once that's done, it goes to their audit review folks. They got back to me quite promptly, and we did was reconfirm the information that I had sent to them electronically. And then probably within 5 minutes, the bond was approved for the time period that Mary had submitted to that company for each one of us as a commissioner. So, and the bond was for $5,000, and the cost was for $100. So it's pretty easy and pretty prompt to go through. If anything, it'll probably take a maximum of 2 days to get it all processed. So once you fill out the electronic application, they'll get back to you quite promptly.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. And, obviously, you got the info and I didn't.
Yeah, I can send you over something if you'd like.
Well, I did get the info this morning from the security company because I pinged them again this morning realizing that I had not gotten anything. I sort of overlooked that. I was sort of in a waiting mode to hear from them. So I'll go ahead and follow up on that today.
All righty, Barry.
Other items for discussion?
This is Mike Nielsen. I would like to, and I think it's critically important that Commissioner 2 and Commissioner 3 kind of figure this thing out so that we can get the ball rolling here. And Don, you had put a primer out to us and recommended that we alternate commission chair, and that you suggested Gary take the first round of that. I think that that's okay with me, and I have no problem at all if Gary is willing to accept that. The second thing is that you and the former commissioner had divvied up responsibilities, and if it's okay with Gary that I would be willing to take on the administrative side that Deborah had done, and if he wishes to conduct the process of the engineering as you had done, I have no problem with coming up with that resolution if it's okay with Gary on that.
Yeah, that's okay with me, at least for now. And as Don suggested, maybe going forward, we might switch off on that or leave it like it is. But that's fine with me to start like that.
I'm on the County Planning Commission, and we've gone through some administrative changes there also. But my recommendation, Gary, would be that you take on the chair through the remainder of this term or this election year. I think that's 4 months up through October. And at that point, if we each run for a position for whatever term that might be, and we are elected, then, you know, we could ferret out the chairmanship at that point. But I think for continuity, if you were just to accept that and manage and administrate the meetings as well as handle that engineering side, I think that would create more continuity. Now, certainly I'm open to anything that you might recommend.
Well, no, again, that sounds fine to me, and I will probably circle around with Dawn there later here, maybe to get a few more subtle details, background, whatever. You know, I've reviewed the website and all, but, you know, I'm happy to go forward with that plan for now.
Okay. Don, do we need to make a motion of this effect, or is it just acceptable that we've agreed to this?
It's the latter. There's no requirement for a particular motion, and as I'd mentioned earlier, I think even on the conference call with the Jefferson County Commissioner, the Zoom call, that because it's so difficult for us to talk and do business except in the open meeting environment, that we found it was far more convenient if one took administration and one took the infrastructure side. And so what you're doing, I think, is very much in line with that that concept. So you're free to I think you guys made your decision, and there's no reason for a resolution over that.
Okay, so but that will be reflected in the minutes, I assume, what we've just discussed.
Correct. It will be.
Yes, correct. And,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Don, you do a good job of running these meetings, and so I might want to circle back with you and just make sure that I understand all the formalities of running the meeting.
Cammie's a great advisor on that, and we set that up at her suggestion. It follows fairly standard practices. So even our five-minute meetings where we simply approve vouchers, which is two out of three meetings these days because there really isn't much else on the effective agenda. You know, that's a pretty straightforward protocol. So you could talk to me after my resignation or any time with Cammie. And by the way, either of you can are free to talk with legal counsel, our engineer, any of our staff consulting, or various the only paid staff we have, to get more educated. You're free to do that at any time, as long as just one of you at a time that's having the conversation with them.
Okay.
Other questions, guys?
I have a question about looking at the contract. The Ogden Murphy Wallace legal, the comments here say they will terminate services 322 because of changing commissioners. What does that mean, or why is that?
I believe it was unilateral on their part and simply to allow new commissioners to change legal counsel if they so chose. So you could certainly talk with Scott or Andrew and ask that they continue on through the course of their contract, and I believe they'd be more than happy to do that. So it's just more of a courtesy on their part than anything else. The short answer.
Okay.
Gary, do you want me to follow up with that and get that information for us?
That would be great, yes. Just since we have one of the vouchers here, I believe, was for Ogden Murphy.
Correct.
I just want to know what's going on with them and with that contract for.
Yeah, I had read that in those notes also, so I think that's a good point.
Okay.
In general, I'm just in terms of a general overview, they were typically used in one of two circumstances. One, if we did anything by the way of resolution that was somewhat unique to us, we asked for opinion of legal counsel to make sure that what we were proposing to do was within other existing guidelines and other RCWs. So we didn't want to create a conflict that we'd later have to undo. And then the second item is that some of our public interest requests were difficult enough for me to answer unilaterally, and or I wanted to make sure we had a firm record of both the request and our response, that I asked legal counsel to handle that directly. So that kept a much cleaner paper trail. Other than those two items, generally we don't need much assistance from the legal team. We varied from that a bit this spring because Deborah and I had seen a situation wherein we weren't sure we needed to keep the commission active, and therefore we could reduce administrative costs. And so that took a fair amount of legal research, but that was, from our perspective, a one-time shot. So on any ongoing basis, it's either a resolution where you think you might need confirmation of compatibility with guiding RCWs, or a public interest request that you wanted a clean paper trail on and therefore would ask for the response of the legal guys.
Okay. Maybe I can follow up with Mary later on this, but the email accounts, I don't know if those have been set up yet, so I'll follow up with that, the official email accounts for the...
Good, yeah, that's a fairly simple process to switch you over to official emails, and she can help with that. Put you in touch with the right guy to help with that anyway.
Yep, okay. I think I have a few other questions. I think, though, I could probably follow up with Mary. They're what administrative and background. So that's it for now, I think, for me.
This is Mike Nelson. I have a question for Gary. Gary, what background do you have other than the water that was under your house? I understand that you had a concern there, but what's your background in the community, in public service, et cetera? Just for my information, and I'll give you a little bit of information on me once you answer that.
Sure. You could say I cut my teeth with environmental consulting and planning, and then I worked about 30 years for local government, primarily in the planning departments. So I prepared staff reports, and then I moved to the redevelopment agency the year I was in California. It was gutted, but I was in charge of preparing the agendas. There was an oversight board formed to oversee the winding down of the redevelopment agency. So I prepared the agendas and the minutes and staff reports for the oversight board. And then also as a program manager, I was responsible for, say, the update to impact fees, getting the consultants to do that, completing public work, park and recreation master plan that had been started, but the engineer left. So I could say by the end I was a utility player. But I was the planning manager for a planning department, so I was responsible for making sure that agendas were posted properly and reviewing staff reports.
Yeah, Mary, I was wondering from Commissioner Number Two what his background was.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm number two, so you're actually
asking
Gary. Yes, go ahead.
So, Commissioner Number Two being me, Gary Rittmeyer, correct?
Yes, Gary.
No, I'm number two, and I'll be resigning my commission shortly. So
Gary is one.
I don't know which one of you took. Okay, so yeah, Gary, you've taken the unfilled, the one that's been vacant for some time. So you're Commissioner One.
Commissioner, no, I'm number one. Okay. Mike. Yeah. So we moved here to North Bay August of last year, 2020. Prior to that, we lived in West Seattle for 31 years. My professional career was 32 years in information technology, managing teams and projects for Bank of America, Alaska Airlines, among a few other companies I work for. So primarily I was in charge of managing infrastructure, servers, storage, software, operating system, so forth. So when I was at Alaska Airlines, I managed the data center there and the budget for that, et cetera. It's kind of it at a high level.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. My background is primarily in healthcare administration. I owned and operated ambulance companies in the San Joaquin Valley for some time. I left that industry in early 90s and got into hospital administration, focusing primarily on developing physician clinics and physician services. And did that for quite some time, as well as real estate development for one of the hospitals that I was working for, as well as my own personal real estate stuff. And I managed various budgets and everything from human resources to administrative services. As since I've lived here in 2013, about 6 years ago, I got appointed to the County Planning Commission, where I served on that, both as a Planning Commission member as well as its chair, and also participated with other community activities with the county. And so I just thought, since I've lived here in Port Ludlow and we seem to be having some significant changes in the drainage district here, I thought that I might be able to help just as a body and to provide some assistance and guidance, and that's why I'm doing this.
Very good. That kind of is why I'm doing it also. I mean, I did have that incident in January of this year, just, you know, want to see what I can do to help maybe.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you to both of you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. I think you'll find this a really rewarding community experience. So, just a minute, please. Yeah, Joe, I'm still on the phone. You heading out? Okay. Sorry, I'm staying as a guest, and so wanted to check in before
okay.
I left. Again, thank you so much for doing this. I might offer one other tip and an observation. As you have elected to segregate your responsibilities, I've found it useful to keep everyone at least partially informed by writing a memo to a file. That doesn't require any response back, so there's no violation of any public meeting notice. So, for example, if you go out and you talk to a property owner and help them resolve an issue, a simple notice to the file that you put in our email, our staff and the other commissioners can be aware of that, and then you've got a firm paper trail for if questions arise 6 months or 2 years later or something like that. So that's been a helpful thing to do. You also are entering the busy time of the year in terms of annual budgeting and planning, although these days that's relatively straightforward. But I think if you are able to get our engineer on board, whether it's Nancy or select somebody else, they can provide an overview of the infrastructure, which is the primary starting point for the budget. Administrative costs tend to run pretty consistently, so that's an easy guess. And you do both of those in order to certify whether you need to change at all the rate for taxation. What we found is that generally our costs are declining, so we've not made an adjustment in the rate, and you probably won't need to this fall, but you are entering that period where you need to make those determinations.
Okay, thank you for that.
Don, like the fire district and the school district, is there a cap on what we can charge for our utility district, our drainage district?
We, I think, have the, and I don't have access to the original resolutions, but I think we are have the opportunity to make a judgment call, and it's based on what our expected capital needs are. Because our capital infrastructure is, for the most part, quite new, we really don't expect anything to change in the next few years unless there's substantial development in an area of North Bay that would eventually impact our infrastructure. But so the short answer is I think we have latitude, and what Deborah and I have done once, and we may have even done it twice when we had other commissioners on board, was actually to reduce the taxation rate, because we didn't envision that at least within the next 5 to 10 years that we were going to need extra funds for capital improvement. But we're also careful to step down our rates, so we're always trailing a bit behind what our expected needs are, which means we're carrying maybe a little bit more in capital reserves than would otherwise be indicated. But we didn't want to be in a position where we lowered the rate of taxation and then found out the next year that we're going to up things again. That just didn't seem fair to people that were paying for our services. So, yeah, we're doing a trailing roughly 3 to 4 years. But
okay,
I'd recommend
thank
that
you
that. Continue that kind of. Yeah.
Good. Okay. I do have one more question for Mary. Mary, I received an email about DocuSign. Is that what you're asking us to log into and set up that account so that we can sign documents electronically for you?
Right now it's called HelloSign, and I think you have I gave you the passwords. I could email them again, but it's HelloSign, not DocuSign. And it allows there to be 2 signatures a month, and it's free.
All right. If you'd be so kind as to reshoot that to us so
sure.
We can take a look at it.
Yeah.
I think I have it, but I just want to make sure that I don't have to get back to you and ask for it again just in case. So this DocuSign that I have here, I can go ahead and disregard this. This has nothing to do with you folks.
That is.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Yeah, that's correct. That DocuSign is a similar tool. Ours, because we're limited to 2 signatures per month free, that we've found, at least of late, that things that required signatures, we could wrap into that. So our commissioners never signed more than one time, but it is Hello, not Docu.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mary, this is Gary. I don't recall getting anything from that about that, so I guess make sure you send it to both of us.
Sure, yeah.
Great, thank you. If I may, this is Gary again, going back to the 2 vectors we were approving, I think I was still having trouble with my phone and hearing things. Can you review for me what the status was, what we did regarding those 2 vouchers we were going to approve?
Of course, yeah. We had a lot of feedback, and therefore I was kind of stumbling through things as well. So you may have had 2 reasons for not having clarity. We approved Mary's payroll, and we approved the latest statement, I think, from July from the attorneys. What we had done, typically we would have more, just note this again for your education and for the record, typically we have more vouchers per month, but Deborah, when she left, had requested from our vendors that those who could predict what the their services would look like, we'd go ahead and bill ahead because we wanted to prevent the situation where we were down to just one commissioner, didn't have, therefore, a meeting in September and no mechanism for approving vouchers. So you would typically, in any more any given month, see more than just two, but those were the two you saw this month.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I guess one final call-up on that. Then, Don, would it be Mike and I signing those, or you and one of us, or you and Mike?
Well, you're both officially sworn in, so
yeah.
Let's see. I guess, Mike, you abstained from that particular vote. So might, I don't know whether there's a legal implication, but you might abstain from signing the two consent agenda items, and therefore it's just carrying
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I wanted to backtrack on that. My abstention was primarily dealing with the minutes, in that I did not attend that meeting nor have any participation in that, even though I did also listen to it. I still don't feel comfortable approving those minutes because I wasn't involved at the time. And I know that that can cause some consternation because if Gary hadn't had done the same thing I did, then those minutes would or would not be approved and be left would not be approved and left out there in limbo. I have no problem with approving the financials to make sure that those are taken care of.
Yeah, I fully understood that, and I apologize if I had fully honored your request. I had separated out both consent agenda items, so you could vote on the one that you wanted to be involved in. But at least we have the ability to go forward, so I think we're okay.
So, again, I do approve those vouchers, so I have no problem with that.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to go ahead and sign those vouchers, I would think that there's no legal reason why you could not, even though you didn't participate in the vote.
Yeah. Okay, I'd be pleased to help out with that.
Due to my error, not because of your concerns.
Well, I know it was very bad reception at the time, so I know things have settled down on the phone right now. So, but we'll get it all worked out.
Okay.
Yeah, on my end, everybody's crystal clear now, but at the beginning it was really bad.
Yeah, I could barely hear you guys, and we're in good shape now that we're about ready to call an end.
It's Murphy's Law.
Exactly. Anything else from either of two other commissioners? Guidance from Cammy or Mary for our new members?
Yeah, Commissioner Forbes, a question for you. I didn't see a public comment item on the agenda, and that had been discussed before. Is that something that needs to be put on there or not?
Well, I thought this, unless I misjudged our sequencing, I thought this was a meeting that would typically just be voucher approval. I added two short items, and again, that may have been an error on my part, but typically next month, I believe, would have been one wherein we would invite public comments. So I would ask my new commissioners to make sure that that's an item on the agenda so we don't go too long without people having the ability to comment during the course of the meeting. And I might add, again, the beginning next month, the meetings take on more gravity than just the approval of vouchers or the discussion relative to new commissioners. So my thinking was that, I thought this was one of those meetings wherein we didn't have a public comment section, and two, that this is pretty straightforward, and then next month began a period wherein it would be important for us to have give people the opportunity to step in and comment if they chose.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Commissioner Don, this is Mike Nielsen, and maybe it goes also to Mary. I'm looking at the 2021 budget and have been reviewing that quite thoroughly. Is it Mary that puts this budget together for the commission, or is did Deborah put this budget together?
It was Deborah with the help of Nancy Lockett, our engineer, because you know, Deborah could predict the administrative side pretty closely based on spending patterns that we and projection that would hold pretty much. And then Nancy's role was to look ahead 3 or 4 years on the capital side, knowing that we were only going to project approve a 1 year budget, but we asked her to look ahead. So we had some awareness of what was out there. So it was a combination of Deborah and Nancy.
Okay, so the actual the template that I see that was done in Excel for the budget request, as well as the budget itself, which again is also in an Excel format, does Deborah have that, or is that in our system somewhere where I could start working on it to get this put together for Gary and myself?
We have it on the laptop, so I can email it to you.
Yeah, any of that, please do, and then I'll put a draft together, and then Gary and I can have it worked on, because I assume that we have to have something prepared and ready to go for review by next meeting. Is that correct?
Normally the budget is approved, I believe, in November.
Okay, so again, we need to start working on this now then. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, if you could send that to me, and I'll get something put together.
Sure.
But you're right. Typically next month you would have the conversation. So if there are any adjustments that need to be made in the ensuing month before final approval, those could be made, and then you'd have a final document for November.
Yeah. And Gary, have you seen the 2021 budget?
No, I have not. So,
okay. And when I get that first draft, I'll shoot it. I'll also, Mary, if you could have it sent to Gary also, so that way I don't have any communication with him until we have our open meeting.
Sure.
And then I can just look at this and based upon what our expenses were from this past year, and what the projections are after talking with Nancy, then we can go from that point.
Okay. Okay.
That'd be great.
I think the budget may also be posted on the homepage. But
yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
I think that's it
all right.
For me.
Good. We're down to just the last two items, and that's a reiteration of the fact that next item would be signing the documents, and I'll reiterate that we will be doing that individually and manually at this point until we get HelloSign set up for you too. I will step down as a commissioner effective the end of September, so somewhere during over course of the next several weeks, you would be free to give me a call, and I'd be free to offer any inputs that I might have based on what I've seen over the last several years. And at that point, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
This is Gary Frigmeier. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Nielsen, second.
All right, thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are officially adjourned. Welcome, guys. I know you're going to do a great job. Mary and Cammy, thank you so much for the staff work you've done for Deborah and I, and best of luck to you all.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Ford.